Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Shano Collins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pinky Pittenger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoski. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Minoski steals second. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt takes first base on ball four. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Pittenger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger misplays the ball. That's an error on Pittenger. Wood moves to second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson bunts for a single. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is called out on strikes. One out. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 1 in the game. Leibold hits a line drive towards first. McInnes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pratt hits a line drive beyond short. Sewell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Pratt moves to second. Two outs. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pratt scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan throws to second for 1, and Pratt throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. McInnes moves to second. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0 for 1 in the game. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 2 in the game. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leibold who is chasing the ball. Uhel reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Uhel tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Leibold. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoski moves to third. Jim Lindsay now pitching. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pratt hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoski tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Leibold. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner bunts in front of the plate. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Neill strikes out. There goes McInnes. The throw from Rule to second, and McInnes is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rule hits a fly ball towards right. Wood settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wood. Rule moves to second. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0-for-2 in the game. Pittenger hits a line drive towards first. McInnes catches it and throws to second to double up Rule. Two outs. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speaker for the out. Jameson moves to third. Wamsgans moves to second. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Collins covering. Safe. Jameson scores. Wamsgans scores. Wood moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Jack Quinn now pitching. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Smith pinch hits for Nemo Leibold. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Minoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pratt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Elmer Smith now playing center field. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a pop-up towards short. Pittenger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Neill strikes out. Two outs. Jim Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindsay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-3 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-3 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.